This is Susie.
Hey, Susie, this is Steve. I'm from the Illegals.
So, I'm Susie. I'm doing this interview for MERP. It's out of Portland, Oregon. It's an online magazine. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, how are you?
We're doing good today. How about you?
Doing okay. Is it appropriate to call the band the Illegals to shorten it?
Sure.
So we're here to talk about the new album called Choosing Mental Illness as a Virtue. It's been out for a few weeks now. Are you pleased with reception?
Yeah, I'm tripped out that people are digging it so much.
I read that you guys said that you really don't care if people love it or hate it. Is that really true?
I mean, it always feels good when people start liking your stuff, but I mean, that's not really why we created, you know. We don't really have that in mind when we're writing something. We usually figure people are going to hate it. We go in with that mindset.
So you're truly just doing it for the love of music?
Oh, of course.
I know the lyrical theme, you know, kind of came from Phil's journey into figuring out, you know, why he is the way he is, in a nutshell. Have you done that personal journey yourself?
I guess.
Yeah.
I think
we all do.
Right.
Were there any themes or lyrics where you were like, what the hell?
No, I mean, it's always, it's mid-step free with when you're dealing with Philip. So there's a lot to take in, you know, musically and lyrically.
Since Phil is Housecore Records and a musician in his own right, and I know he was pretty hands-on on the first album, you know, making it pretty much his, is it hard to be in a band and get your creativity out, or was it much better this time, where you had some more creative input?
Well, we all get together, our creative input's always welcome, you know. Whether somebody has a riff, or we're expanding on an idea, or if we're just sitting there trying to hash out one of his ideas, you know, so, sitting there grinding it out together is, you know, part of the process, for sure.
Does it make it easier or harder with Phil handling, you know, recording and production through Housecore versus doing it through somebody isolated? Is it easier or harder?
It seems like it's way more convenient since, we go down to the house and, you know, we hang out for a few days or a week, however long we're there, and, we have the main house. The studio, which is, you know, a football field away, so.
That does make it nice.
Yeah, and then, you know, our engineer, Steve Berrigan, he pretty much lives on the property, so he's always there, available, so yeah, it's a convenience all the way around, for sure.
So you also play in Superjoint with Phil, but you play bass in Superjoint, guitar in The Illegals. Was it hard to make that transition?
I was originally a guitar player all my life, and I first joined The Illegals. That was the first band I've ever played actual bass in, so that was, and then the Superjoint opportunity came up, and then, for The Illegals, I think Phil always had the vision of having two guitar players, so, you know, when all this transpired, I actually threw a couple other guitar players' names out there, and I was going to stay on bass, you know, but I was writing everything on guitar, so naturally I just stayed in the guitar seat, you know, and then we just added Walter and De Leon to the mix.
So I was curious, both Superjoint and, you know, Philip H. Anselmo and The Illegals are both, you know, considered metal. They're different. But why make a new band and why not just change directions with Superjoint? Is there a particular reason, or is it like there's more musicians you want to play with? What is the, why make two bands?
I think maybe there's just a little bit of a style difference. You know, one's more punk rock, hardcore, one's more, a little more technical, even though we do get pretty punk rock with it sometimes. Originally with The Illegals, we had Marzi on guitar, and then I had to fill in on bass because they didn't have a bass player at the time. So I guess what I'm trying to say is with The Illegals, the music's a little more complicated, so I'm not saying that certain people couldn't play it, but it might not be particular purpose. People's genres, you know, on certain picking styles and patterns and stuff like that, you know.
From the outside, you know, as a fan, it seems like there's a bunch of people that want to play with Phil, and he creates projects just to have different people around. You know, it's cool. It's definitely cool. And yeah, you're right, there is a difference, a stylistic difference between the two, but not as much as like Down. Besides Superjoint and the Illegals, is there anything else you do on the side? I know you did play for a band called Spunk. Is that still active?
No, that band's been defunct for years. One of the more touring and notable bands I've been in was a band called 16 Horsepower, and then went on to start Woven Hand with that singer from 16 Horsepower. But fast forward to now, I mean, I'm in the Illegals and Superjoint, but I'm also in a band called In Minor with Philip, which is
it's another Phil band.
Right. We have like four bands. We show up and we're like, what band are we in right now? You like, gotta put the band mask on, you know?
Like at school when you're playing sports, you gotta turn your shirt inside out to be on one team?
Yeah, it's your shirts versus no shirts. Yeah, like you try to... We move in and out of a lot of different styles, and I try to stay pretty versatile, so I'm open for anything, so that's why we have so many projects, because we just like exploring different avenues, you know? But I never did expect to be in full band, so...
Can you see, so if you've got four with him, can you see some other genre you would do, like, you know, like country or smooth jazz or something like that?
I'm ready to, like, either make them all weird. I want to, like, record calculators or something like that.
So the new album is all over the internet for free. You can find the entire thing there. Is that intentional or does that kind of piss you guys off?
Isn't that awesome?
Good. It is awesome? Okay, good. So, your participation in choosing mental illness as a virtue, what are you most proud of for your portion? On the album, Choosing Mental Illness as a Virtue, your part of it, what are you most proud of?
I'm just proud to, you know, be a part of this and be working with these cats, man. It's awesome.
Do you think future albums will be in this general theme? I mean, can you ever see the Illegals writing an album about, like, you know, dragons or something, you know, war or something like that?
It's funny you say dragons, because we have a joke. I think it was Superjoint. There was a jackal song that was pretty hilarious. Anything's possible. We might put out a... Yeah, I don't know.
That's funny. I don't know why I said dragons, so that's pretty funny.
Yeah. More like we're going to, like,
yeah. I read a while ago after the 2013 release that, you know, that this was Phil's band with the Illegals as a backing band. It seems that as time goes on, that's changed and it's really more of a cohesive band. Do you think that's true?
For the moment, we're melding like a genuine band. I mean, you know, things change all the time, so you never know.
If you may not be able to answer this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If you were forced to pick one band to be in, either Superjoint or the Illegals, could you pick? Would you pick?
Man, I don't know. Yeah, I couldn't really pick.
I figured, yeah. I've seen Phil in most every project he has done, and I'm always struck by grown men turning into, like, fangirls in his presence. And I don't see that with other people. You know, like Max Cavalera can come and it's not the same. But when Phil is there, there's something really specific about him that even great musicians, you know, local musicians in our town kind of turn into super fans. Can you identify why? Do you think it's a respect thing or an envy thing or a talent thing? I've tried to figure it out and I can't figure it out. I feel the same. I mean, I think he's fantastic, but it's an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really put my finger on that one.
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's obvious. I mean, it's...
If you're coming from, like, a music fan, I mean, the only thing I would, besides Pantera, is, you know, pushing the envelope on all this different music, you know, and, you know what, whatever Phil's on something, you know it's him, so it's completely identifiable, so it's just, you know, he's got the charisma.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that. I think you're right. He is very transparent and very vocal, so I think you're right. Charisma. Tour plans. Yeah. Anything in the States coming up?
I think in the next couple months we're going to be hitting the road here in the States. Phil just had back surgery, so we're waiting for him to recoup from that, and then we'll be pounding pavements.
Good. We're happy to see you. Would you ever see Superjoint and the Illegals tour together? Is that physically possible?
That feels a hard on Blue. Although he's done it with Warbeast and the Illegals, so I'm sure he can handle it. Three quarters of us will be up on the stage the whole time.
I know. It seems like it'd be really hard. Yeah. It'd be cheaper, that's for sure.
Yeah.
being in a band with Phil and his notoriety, does that make things easier or harder, do you think?
I mean, it's as far as just being able to tour on a bus, it's, very convenient, it's awesome, man.
How can fans connect with the band and buy merchandise if they're not at a show? Good web presence, Facebook, websites, things like that?
Yeah, they can just go to thehousecorerecords.com and you can find all our merch and all band info and everything right there.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. Cool. It has been a pleasure. We look forward to seeing you when you're here in Portland next, and I appreciate your time so much.
Thank you so much.